Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers smart strategies for growing your email list without relying on traditional lead magnets or downloadable content.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier. If you're tired of creating endless PDFs and checklists that barely move the needle on your email signups, you're not alone. I've worked with a lot of businesses who presumed they needed flashy lead magnets to grow their lists. But here's what I've learned. Some of the most effective list building strategies don't require a single download. Today, we're going to look at three alternative approaches that can outperform traditional lead magnets, along with a bonus technique that turns your email subscription into something people actually want. First up, the insider access approach. Instead of offering a generic newsletter, position your emails as exclusive access to insights your audience can't get anywhere else. I've seen this work brilliantly when you frame it as behind-the-scenes thinking or insider updates. The key is making subscribers feel like they're getting VIP treatment, not just another promotional email. When someone visits your site, your sign-up copy should read something like, "Get the strategies I only share with my inner circle," rather than "Subscribe to my newsletter." Second, the progressive value strategy. This is where you deliver immediate value the moment someone signs up, then continue building that relationship through your welcome sequence. Instead of promising future value through a download, you give instant gratification. I've seen businesses do this by offering an immediate mini training via email or sending a personalized video welcome message. The sign-up brings value immediately, without waiting for what comes after. Third, the content upgrade method. This isn't about creating separate downloadable resources. Instead, you enhance existing content with email-exclusive additions. If you publish a blog post about productivity tips, your email sign-up offers three bonus tips that aren't in the post. If you share a case study, subscribers get the detailed breakdown of your process. You're not creating entirely new content. Instead, you're expanding on what already exists. Here's another technique that consistently surprises people with its effectiveness: the exit intent upgrade. When someone's about to leave your site, instead of offering a discount or freebie, offer them a simple question. What's your biggest challenge with whatever your topic is? Then promise to address their specific question in a future email. This creates a personal connection while giving you incredible content ideas as you're building your list. Across all of these ideas, the real game changer is the shift in our mindset, away from how do I get email addresses, towards how do I make people excited to hear from me. When you solve that second question, the first one tends to take care of itself. For your homework for this week, I want you to pick one piece of content you've already created: a blog post, video, or social media series. Now identify three additional insights you could share exclusively with email subscribers. Then I want you to rewrite your sign-up copy to position your emails as insider access rather than just updates. Test this approach for 2 weeks and measure the difference in both sign-up rates and engagement. That's all for today's episode on growing your email list without lead magnets. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared how to grow your email list through insider access positioning, progressive value delivery, and content upgrades that enhance existing materials. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. We'll see you back here for the next episode of Practical Actionable Marketing.